Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Annie around the office. We give Annie a microphone and she goes around and talks to some of our coworkers about things that are happening in our lives, things that are happening in the world. And there's a story out there now about college debt and how stressful it is
to
all of us. I'm still paying off my wife's master's degree, which she finished 8 years ago. I think it was 8 years ago, right? What is it you have in debt? $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 when you're finished with college, Kennedy?
It's way more
now. More than that,
right?
I mean, there's schools that cost $62,000 a year.
I was just the luckiest person on the planet that I got paid for.
Right.
I don't know what I would do.
And what was the story about?
So they interviewed 1,000 people. 40% that they would sacrifice days off of work a whole year. Another 40% they would never have coffee again. And then, of course, that they would spend a week in jail if all of it was forgiven. Mm. All of their student loans.
What kind of jail would this be? Are we talking federal? Are we talking local?
Oh, no. I'm talking Gen Pop. I'm talking you're in the prison.
Like I could get shivved kind of jail?
Like we're not in Felicity Huffman, Martha Stewart prison. I'm talking prison.
I mean, $150K for a week, though?
That's what I'm saying, Dan.
Put me in the communal shower. I'll risk it.
All right. So what's his first piece of audio?
His first one is Eric, who actually just finished his master's program, so he knows about student loans.
Okay, Eric. So a study came out that people would rather spend a week in prison if they could have their student loans paid for. Would you do it?
Absolutely.
Thank you. People are like, you're crazy.
It's 1 week versus a lifetime. Like, are you kidding
exactly.
me?
Exactly. Let's be riddled with debt or let's stick it out for a week.
Just think of all the money you could go on vacation with your student loans, if you didn't have to pay them. It's 1 week of hell and then you get to go on an unlimited vacation.
Do you think you would do well in prison?
Do you think I would do well?
Yeah. So if you had to tell your mom, I'm going to go for prison for a week. But all my student loans are going to be gone. Well, we'll just...
You'd probably be surprised I'm not in prison for something else.
So he knows. I just
and
love
you know
how-
about Eric. He sent an email out yesterday saying he's going on vacation this week. And I sent one and went back and I'm like, you were on vacation 2 months ago.
He was just...
He loves vacation.
Just in the Galapagos, but don't mind him.
It's fine.
I just love everyone I asked, even like not even in this, just my friends. No one hesitates. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's funny. When we were at Dana-Farber earlier in the week and you had mentioned you were going to do this, I asked one of the nurses that came in. I was like, would you spend a week in jail to get rid of your debt? Before I could even finish saying it, she was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Maximum security. She's like, yes.
Anything.
I honestly don't think a week is long enough to make it a fair question. I think it's going to be like 6 months, a year to get rid of $100,000.
Would you spend a month in jail?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
100%.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So this next clip is from Angelica. Angelica just got really into what she would actually do in prison. Like, she's just so sweet that she just really wanted to make her life in prison because she knew she was going to, she would stay, I believe, after the week was done.
Hey, Angelica, so study comes out that people would rather spend a week in prison if they could have their student loans paid for. Would you do it?
Lock me up. 100%. I mean, a week in prison, I have so much student debt. That's the rest of my life versus 1 week. How bad could it really be? Like, how bad could it really be? I say that now, and I cry the entire time, but, like, a week of crying versus, like, the rest of my life. I could actually, like, think about moving out of my parents' house and not be like, I'm in crippling debt.
I can't believe we're all going to prison together.
Yeah, well, actually, even better.
Every single millennial in this office.
We'll form a basketball team. I'll be ripped. Well, it'll be weak, so I won't. But you know what I mean? I'll work out more than I ever have in my life.
We're all doing pull-ups together. We're going to run this prison.
No, it's going to be the best prison.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Lock me up.
We got a text from the 603. I graduated undergrad in 2006 and grad school in 08. My parents paid for undergrad. I still owe more than $80,000.
It's insane.
That is crazy.
It's unforgivable amount
of money.
All right,
one more piece of audio. What do you got here?
So this is Nick, who I think is 50 years old at heart. And he's about my size, I would say. So I think that played a factor into his answer.
So study came out. People would rather spend a week in prison if they'll have their student loans paid for.
Okay.
Would you do that?
What kind of prison are we talking here? We talking maximum security? We talking Martha Stewart prison?
No, not Martha Stewart. Real prison.
We talking this workplace prison?
Bad. Bad prison.
Can I be in solitary confinement?
No.
I got to be in Gen Pop?
Gen Pop. You're a Gen Pop kind of guy. Would you do it?
I wouldn't do well in prison. I'm 150 pounds, 5'8".
You really wouldn't thrive in prison.
I would not.
But you would really not do well.
Yeah, I mean, I could like be sneaky and like no one would notice I'm there. But no, I wouldn't do that. No way. I would pay off the loans. I would take on more loans, actually.
That's crazy.
I mean, not a lot more loans. Just a little bit more.
That's nuts. Then just spend 1 week, 7 days.
No, I wouldn't last 5 minutes in a maximum security prison. And to be perfectly honest, Annie, if you're in this predicament where you either are going to go to prison or have loans, I will take on some of your loans.
That's a real friend. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
You're welcome.
Somebody, it's a real friend right there.
Somebody texted and said, Annie, you need to find somebody who went to prison and then ask them the debt question. Would you rather have college debt? They might have a better response.
So I guess Nick's not joining the Mixed 104.1 basketball team in
prison.
He's
not. He'll not be doing pull-ups with us in the yard, Dan.
When Angelica will be there, let's go.
From the 9-7-8, I would do a month with a smile.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so unreal. Hard. I feel so badly.
And you know what it is, too, is I feel like you're losing the opportunity to buy a home because that's what
everything,
like,
Carson.
My parents did was they didn't have the college debt. Then they used that money that they made from their first or second job to be able to buy a home, and you can't do that.
And saving to buy an apartment or move out of my house.
Right. You can't do any of it. Right.
Thank you, Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
That's it. You tell them, Dan.
I skipped college. No student loans over here, baby. Mm.
Thank you, Uncle Sam. Paid for my Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.